IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Is there a difference between protest and this type of action? Krishan Naidu, director at Krishan Naidu and Company, how do we differentiate between protest action and gross intentional criminal action? A very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for having me, and good morning to your listeners. I'm well, thanks.
Why are we using the word protest?
In my letter to the Premier of KZN and to the President and to the Minister of Police, I've made it very clear that we should not be using the word protest, because we're giving legitimacy to these criminals and we are showing some sort of sympathy towards them. Now, that's unacceptable.
How do we balance this? Because this is not unique to South Africa. We saw this happening across the United States as well at some point.
Well, listen, it doesn't matter where it happened. It's happening here now.
Mm.
When you protest where you express your grievances in a civil manner, but where you are vocal, where you boycott, and where you try and convey a message in a peaceful manner, where you don't infringe on the civil and constitutional liberties of other people and businesses. Here, we have people who are criminals that are destroying property, that are harming people, that are looting, that are destroying lives. If you put your TV on this morning, you will see how many people are pitching up to work, seeing that their workplaces have been totally gutted and looted. And these people will not have a job from today. Employers are not prepared to pay people to do nothing. And it's at the instance of these criminals, not protesters.
How is this being incited? Do we have any understanding of that?
Yes, we have a lot of understanding, and the police has intelligence and knowledge about who is inciting it. The incitement is coming from supporters of the formerly disgraced president and this ruling party. And the police had made a statement during this weekend saying that they know who is inciting this violent action. They call it protest action, but it's violent action. And they will be dealt with. But up to now, no one's being dealt with. The people inciting are guilty of organized crime. The people inciting are on social media. They are calling on their blind and ignorant followers to go and commit heinous crime against their own society. And as a result of that, we as a country are going to burn down. We're going to become just another African country. We are no better than any other lawless country that's fraught with anarchy. And that's our concern. I've had telephone calls from my clients this morning, from the early hours of this morning, from 4 o'clock this morning, clients in KZN and two clients in Gauteng, asking me, what do they do? Their stores have been looted. Their security staff have been severely injured. What do they do? Who are we going to hold responsible? And my letter to the president and all his cronies tells them that we're going to hold government responsible, because government failed to act. The premier of KZN failed to act decisively. The minister of police failed to act decisively. The president, Cyril Ramaphosa, failed to act decisively when all this started on Friday. Had they done that, they would have sent a message to all these criminals, telling them that we will not tolerate. But talking meaningless words, saying that we will not tolerate this behavior, people must remain calm. That words mean nothing. Action means everything, because you go and speak to the people that have lost everything today. They don't give a flying shit about what the president has to say, what the politicians have to say. They want to know, what are you going to do about this? I've got clients that are mobilizing private security companies to protect the property. The question that is being asked, and we've got a few legal minds working on this, is when do we start firing live rounds to people trying to hurt us, trying to loot our property? That's the question. And it's going to resort to that in a few days' time if our leadership, our useless government, does not stand up, step up, and take decisive action against this criminal element. This entire episode is a war between parties within the ruling party. and they have now brought it into the public domain, and they are making their problem our problem, as a result of which our economy is going to crash, as a result of which people are going to become even more unemployed, as a result of which this criminal uprising is going to spiral out of control.
Last night when the president spoke, I didn't believe him. He said the words, but it didn't match. There was no conviction behind it. Did you find the same thing? Was that your observation as well?
Well, that's an understatement. Firstly, the president touched very lightly on this topic as if it was a passing incident, like somebody, just one person went and did something. The president is a coward. The president is a coward. He's not a leader. He's a puppet. He needs to step up. He's scared. He's sitting in his Oval Office scared. He must do something because we are suffering. We as business owners are suffering. My clients are suffering. Poor people are suffering because of him. We must bear the brunt because of the president. Words mean absolutely nothing in this country. And his remark about this being ethnic violence is shit. He knows what it is. The ruling party are fighting with each another, and they are causing the problem. This is not ethnic violence. This is not racism. This is not apartheid. This is the ruling party being unruly, showing all of us that they are above the law. And our president is a damn coward sitting in his damn office doing nothing. Becky Taylor has a big bloody mouth. I represent criminals. When they plan an operation against criminals, they plan it and they strike. My criminal clients are telling me, Kirshan, why are we being treated differently from politicians and from political parties? So I find it very strange that every single politician, every single leader in government are keeping quiet for this entire weekend, keeping quiet, safe to say, we are appealing for calm. We are appealing for you not to break the law. We will act decisively. I'm yet to see. We are in anarchy now. This country is in anarchy. I have been contacted by journalists overseas. And if you put your TV on with overseas news stations.
No, we're seeing it. It's on BBC. It's on Deutsche Welle. Yes, it's being reported all around the world this morning.
We are being portrayed as just another lawless, irresponsible African country. And therefore, we will never be taken seriously. And we blame our government. This is not about ethnicity or anything.
Of course it's not.
This is about criminal action. And only from yesterday, the media started picking up on what I've been saying from Friday. That this is not protest action. This is criminal action. I use the word growth because the word growth indicates that the wrongdoing that we are referring to is intentional. It's obvious. It's unacceptable.
It is a very, very, very worrying state of affairs. Christian Naidu, director at Christian Naidu and Company Incorporated, fighting for his clients, fighting for the people of South Africa, trying to make his voice heard so that this is taken seriously.